by the year 2050, up to one-third of U.S. adults will have diabetes.
Why Alaskans should know more about diabetes and holiday charity efforts ramp up around Southeast. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more coming right up. Diabetes has a growing impact in the United States, but especially among Alaska Natives and American Indians. Some of the highest rates for diabetes for any ethnic group in the country are among those two groupings. That's part of the reason why SEARCH is honoring Diabetes Awareness Month this November. Southeast Regional Health Consortium Health Promotion Diabetes and Lifestyle Balance Programs are using the designated month to make diabetes easier to understand for the people of the Chilkat Valley.
November is National Diabetes Awareness Month, and I read a really interesting statistic that was released by the Center for Disease Control last week, and it said by the year 2050, up to one-third of U.S. adults will have diabetes. So I think it's important for people just to have the education of how to prevent it, because type 2 diabetes is preventable.
Mandy Ramsey is the Community Health Advocate for SEARCH Clinic. She's using this month to raise awareness about a disease that she's not only heard about, but one that she's seen affect the lives around her.
I lost someone who I love really dearly this year, and I lost that person to diabetes, and it just breaks my heart to know that it's something that can be managed and possibly prevented through diet and exercise. So, yeah, I think it's important to get the word out.
Diabetes is a condition in which blood glucose or blood sugar levels are above normal. Nearly 24 million Americans have diabetes, and about one-third of the people with it don't even know they have it until they're faced with a serious health problem, says Maybelle Filler, SEARCH Diabetes Program Manager. During this month, SEARCH will host several events to help people learn more about the disease.
Here in Haines, we set up an educational display at the lobby of the clinic, so there's all kinds of information on diabetes, what it is, how to manage it, what kinds of foods, get physical activity, getting more fiber, and eating lots of colorful fruits and vegetables, and how to stay active and maintain a healthy weight. And then there's some information on the table about folks who actually do have to take medication, and other information about those folks who do have diabetes, about checking their feet and getting their eye checkups and their dental checkups. So there's a lot of free information on that table for people to take with them, with a lot of really good resources and websites and books listed on those publications.
It might be easy to claim that diabetes awareness is for other people and not for you, but Ramsey points out the importance of learning more about diabetes for just general awareness of your own health, even if you don't consider yourself at risk.
Diabetes is a huge factor in Alaska. And with those numbers from the Center for Disease Control, their predictions, I think it's just really important for people to be aware of how important it is to take care of their health. And those simple measures also will have big effects on both the health of your heart, so it also helps in the prevention of heart disease and obesity. So these are those big leading causes of death in our country, and there are ways to prevent it just by simple measures and our lifestyle choices.
The Diabetes Prevention Program also hosts a health screening each year at the Chilkat Center for the Arts, as well as cooking classes, community gardening, stretching and strengthening, and traditional harvesting workshops that are made for everyone. Ramsey says learning about diabetes is also beneficial to the health of those around you.
I think it's just important because it's becoming more prevalent in our country. And also there are other factors such as your heredity that can affect it too. So it's good to educate people, and because it might not affect them, but it could affect a friend or a family member or coworkers. So I just think it's important to know because it's on the forefront of one of the health issues in our country right now.
Diabetes Awareness Month is November. Handouts and more information on the disease are at the SEARCH Clinic in Haines during clinic hours. Southeast churches and groups are collecting and preparing food for their community Thanksgiving dinners. At the same time, they're gearing up for the season's food and toy drives. Organizers say the need is greater this year, and that's probably due to the weak economy. Coastal Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The Salvation Army puts together Juno's Big Thanksgiving Meal. It's held at a downtown restaurant, and with help from many community members, includes smoked turkey, gravy, pies, and all the usual fixings.
This is a community dinner. It does not mean that a person has to be destitute to come to that dinner.
Salvation Army Captain Jack Smith oversees the annual meal.
Maybe they're by themselves. Maybe they're lonely. Maybe it's just a husband and wife. The kids are not there anymore. And they would just like a time of fellowship. And we don't care if they're rich or poor or whatever, that they have a need.
Whatever that need, more people have it this year. Smith expects last year's turnout, about 380, will grow by 50 to 100. So the meal, starting at 11 a.m. at Hangar on the Wharf, will have 50 turkeys, up 8 from the previous event. Smith says a lot of the need is from the unemployed.
A lot of people that would normally be working this time of year are not working. Families that have come into the community thinking that this was going to be just a wonderful place to be, and instantly they were going to have high-paying jobs, only to find out that that hasn't existed since the pipeline days.
Ketchikan's Salvation Army is also seeing needs increase. Major James Halverson says its soup kitchen fed 700 people a month a year and a half ago. Now it's up to 900. Alcoholism, drug abuse, and other social problems are contributing factors, but he says it's clear the lower 48's economic downturn has made its way north.
In the first year or so, we didn't really see it, but now we're seeing it more. I think it's finally creeping up to Alaska and Ketchikan area, and the economy is it's kind of driving what is happening.
The community is responding. A recent drive brought in more than 7,000 pounds of food. That will help with the Salvation Army's annual Thanksgiving meal, held midday the day before the holiday. Other Ketchikan groups provide dinners on Thanksgiving Day. The Juneau-based Southeast Alaska Food Bank is another organization that hands out groceries. Manager Darren Adams says, like others in the region, his numbers are up.
Once upon a time, a busy Saturday would get 15 to 20 people, maybe 25 on a super busy Saturday. And now we're routinely seeing 50, 60, upwards of 80 people some weeks.
The food bank just brought in close to 14,000 pounds of groceries through a drive, and more will be needed. Adams says the economy is part of the problem, but he's heard it's about expenses as much as unemployment.
You know, the cost of goods and services has been going up, and wages have not gone up to compensate. So people are trying to make do with a little bit less.
Other organizations also report increased need as they assemble food boxes for the holidays. Maria Levishuk runs Juneau's Glory Hole Soup Kitchen and Shelter. She tries to include as much as possible in holiday packages.
It has a turkey, and some people want a ham, and mashed potato fixings, canned corn, and beans, and peas. And it has cranberry sauce, and rolls, and butter, gravy, and a pie. You're trying to put some like fresh fruits in there and milk and just kind of make them nice.
The Thanksgiving season kicks off many groups' Christmas food and toy drives. Organizers say they expect a difficult year with increased demands and some donors unable to give. James Halverson of Ketchikan Salvation Army asks those who can donate to do so generously.
Just be aware of the fact that there is a need in our community, not only in the Ketchikan, but all over the Southeast. And so as you go through the Christmas season, just remember those that are in need and support what you can and when you can.
Other Southeast groups plan community Thanksgiving dinner and food box distributions. Among them, Sitka's meal is at 2 p.m. Thursday at the Alaska Native Brotherhood Hall. Wrangles is at 2 p.m. that day at St. Rose of Lima's Catholic Church. And Hings's Food Bank distributes Thanksgiving meals starting at 11:30 a.m. the day before the holiday. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Sitka.
In Haines, the demand was up, too. The food bank gave out more turkey dinners than Lieutenant Mark Davey has ever seen before. Davey works with the Salvation Army, which runs the Haines Food Bank. He says 50 families came in Wednesday for the special holiday handouts, 10 more than average for Thanksgiving's past. He commented that the increased need could be because of the economy and people struggling to find jobs, or, he added, it could be because people know about the special holiday boxes by now. The Haines Food Bank usually distributes to about 30 families on a monthly basis and is planning a special Christmas distribution this year. The Salvation Army is taking applications for those allocations starting next week. In addition, the Haines School will be running a food drive where non-perishable food items will be collected. Volunteers interested in helping with the Haines Salvation Army's holiday drives can call 766-2470. Many Americans celebrate Thanksgiving this Thursday, commemorating a feast that took place between pilgrims and native people almost four centuries ago. But not everyone celebrates the Massachusetts meal. For some Native Americans, Thursday is the national day of mourning. Indian Country Today wrote, quote, "Hard to believe it's been 389 years. Time sure flies when you're fighting for your existence," end quote. For the 41st year, a group of Native people plans to gather at noon on Thanksgiving in Plymouth, Massachusetts, to bring attention to the lesser-known day. But many Native Americans will still gather with family and cut turkey this Thanksgiving. The same Native publication posted a question to Native people on Facebook. What does the Thanksgiving celebration mean to you? Lori Mesteth, an Oglala Lakota woman in South Dakota, wrote, "It's just a dinner, not really a Thanksgiving theme." Ira Taken Alive from the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe said he plans to celebrate Thanksgiving. He wrote, quote, "Thanksgiving is a time for family, even despite the conjured political notion that natives shouldn't observe or celebrate Thanksgiving. If one is so offended by Western culture, then I don't understand how they can be on Facebook," end quote. This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS News.